Hi, this is Tony Lofts from the UK. From Europe to the US and across the globe, welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Welcome, welcome to everyone who's joining us for the first time, and certainly to those of you who listen in on a regular basis. I'm Jackie Almer. I'm the host here of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, and this is the question and answer edition, and I'm thrilled to be spending some time with you. Show notes can be found at jackiealmer.com/QA052. Well, today's show is going to be just a little different because I'm going to share an example of what not to do when you're prospecting and reaching out to people who you don't know, both online and offline. I'm going to actually share with you a real-life clip that came in through my voicemail system, and then we're going to break it down so you don't make the same mistakes as you're out there. I know sometimes in network marketing we can get overzealous and do the wrong things. I want to help you avoid making this mistake. Today's show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. That's my Inner Circle coaching program, and in it you're going to find all the tools, training, and resources you need to build a successful network marketing business online and offline. I'm going to share what works, what doesn't, and how to build the business of your dreams from home. Just go to socialmediabackstagepass.com for details. Okay, so now I'm going to give you the chance to listen in as someone prospects me without any regard for me, what I'm currently doing, what I'm currently building, without regard to what might be in it for me, without asking good questions, really without knowing anything about me. And then what we're going to do after you listen to the clip, I'm going to break it down and share kind of the psychology behind what the mistakes are, why it doesn't work, and then give you some ideas of how you can avoid doing this yourself in the future. Because it's okay to reach out and talk to people. You just want to make sure that you're always sharing what's in it for them. So let's give a listen, and then we'll go.
Hey, Jackie. My name is Amanda. My telephone number is, I'm also with a network marketing company and have met many people that are now in our organization that, just like you, were making over $1 million a year with the company they were with. Mark, Darren, Ron, these guys are icons in this business, and they all took a deep breath and decided that the future lay with this company. International has already exceeded over $300 million in the last 2 years alone. How crazy is that? With one product in one country, we're launching internationally next year. I would love to put you in contact with the leaders that would send you a personalized kit just to show you what we're about. Also, it's highly, highly confidential. Nobody would ever even need to know that we did this. And I'd love to talk to you. And I think your website, by the way, is incredible. And I need to find somebody to build me one just like yours. Anyhow, Jackie, my name is Amanda. My number is... The company is run by... And all the markers indicate we will be a billion-dollar company in less than 5 years. So if you want to get in, give me a call, or if you just like a chat.
Okay, Amanda, enough already. She actually got cut off because she went on and on. Well, the interesting thing about this is I have no idea who this person is. We had no previous contact prior to this. She obviously landed on my website and decided that I was a good target for her business. She started name dropping. Obviously, I pulled out things to protect the innocent. I pulled out her phone number. I pulled out many of the names she was dropping and also the name of the company to protect the innocent, because it's certainly not the company's fault. But she started dropping a bunch of names, most of which I had no clue who they were, because that's the thing about network marketing. You're kind of a legend in your own company sometimes, and not always within the whole profession of network marketing. Now, the internet has changed some of that, certainly, but, you know, I mean, dropping names really doesn't matter, because it's not those names that people go into business with. It's the person itself. So there's a lot of things that she did wrong in this conversation, and I'm really not trying to pick on her specifically. What I want to do is use it as an example of how we can all do better in the profession of network marketing, if we'll treat it as a profession and, you know, really have high integrity for ourselves, for our company, for the names of leaders within the company, and for those people who we're reaching out to. So as I mentioned, some of the things, you know, she dropped a bunch of names that went nothing to me, that meant nothing to me. She could have reached out and said, I'd love to have a conversation with you and, you know, set up a time to talk. But she actually also sent this through an email or through a voicemail system that very clearly states, please don't use this to prospect me for another company. I'm not open. I'm not looking. I'm not interested. So that immediately was a deal breaker for me because she totally disregarded what I had already put out there. Now, you know, the other thing that was really in bad form, I believe, was to say, we could do this in complete confidentiality. No one would need to know. Well, what does that mean? I'm just going to sign up in the program and not build it? And how could I possibly build it without anybody even needing to know? So, you know, that whole thing was interesting too. And instead of letting me know what's in it for me, what she would do for me, how we would partner together, she was very quick to want to pass me off to the leaders in the company who they would provide a kit to share the products with me and that type thing. And then, you know, went on to share the $1 billion prediction and how crazy is it that they've made this much money and that type thing. So again, this is not to pick on her specifically. This is really just to point out this is a business that's built on relationships. And you want to be really careful how you're building and cultivating those relationships because people are paying attention to what you do. You're always modeling for them from day one what they're going to be doing should they decide to join you in a business. And for me, yikes, if that's what I would be taught to do is visit other websites and, you know, leave voicemails and reach out to people in that way, that doesn't sound very engaging, very exciting to me. And, you know, I look at someone like that and I think, would I want that to be my upline? Would I want someone like that to be the person that's leading me, to be leading my team, to be doing three-way calls with me? The answer is no, I wouldn't. So, you know, again, just some ideas for you of ways to reach out to people. Develop good success language. Always remember that your prospect, first and foremost, is asking, what's in it for me? Big names, million-dollar earners, people who left behind other businesses to build something, even the company owner's name and a billion-dollar prediction, those aren't the things that bring people into a business. People are asking, what's in it for me? Those big names mean nothing to a person when they're looking for freedom and lifestyle, not in the beginning. So you want to paint a vision for them of what might be possible in a way that's not quite so hypey, not quite so salesy. So, you know, be thinking about that in your prospecting conversations. Make sure that you're always first asking good questions and always using the if I would you. Ask good probing questions to find out if someone's even looking. Because again, in it, she references my website, how great it is, you know, how she's gone through it. Well, clearly she didn't because it very clearly states, please don't prospect me for an opportunity. I'm not looking for one. And she didn't take the time to learn anything about me. She spent no time really on my about me page or whatever, to really make me know that she was interested in me as a person and how we might partner together. And instead, you know, it was more of just what I saw as dollar signs in her eyes of potentially what I might go out and do should I join her. So kudos to her on the one hand for reaching out and prospecting outside of her comfort zone, maybe somebody who had already been successful in network marketing. But sadly, it was offset by the way she went about doing it. So my hope for you is that you learn a little bit from that. Remember, we've got a great profession here, and it's really our job, our goal, to reach out and lift up the profession as much as we possibly can. Thanks again for listening, and remember, the show notes can be found over at jackyalmer.com/QA052. Good luck in your business. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackyalmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check.